Woosa, welcome back to Agent Soulman's podcast. Thank you to absolutely everybody who participates, listens, comments, shares, subscribes, and likes the podcast. It's greatly appreciated. Love you all. Traveling and taking risks, 9. So after speaking with Karma and arranging my transportation, I headed on another overnight journey all the way to the second city in Thailand called Chiang Mai. This is the equivalent of Birmingham in the UK to London, and London being Bangkok. So when I got to Chiang Mai, once again, I had absolutely no idea where I was going or what I was doing. I just decided to get off the coach, get the transport from where we were dropped off to the city centre. And in doing so, another gentleman that was travelling with me, he was staying in the reggae hostel from Bangkok. He was a Slovakian brother, very nice guy. We just decided to get off together. It was late at night. We had no idea where it was going. So we was walking around trying to find somewhere to stay. And we went to the first place and no one was awake. So we left there and carried on walking down the side road until we found a massive hotel with a swimming pool. And as soon as we got there, they were still open. And it was really massive and nice and white and well lit. Something said that this seemed like the right place. So we ended up staying there and we shared the room. We just met in Bangkok. We have no idea who each other is, but when you're traveling, you're just open and the other person is open. It is a beautiful, joyous sharing moment of getting to know each other and choosing to see the best in them, which allowed them to see the best in me. So it was very cool. We was roommates. We stayed, we fell asleep. We was in, obviously in separate beds, but it was cheaper if we stayed in the same room. He was a very cool guy, as I say once again. We got to know each other. We started talking about our histories, where we're from. He told me that he was from a small town and he lived in a house that was built by his father or grandfather, if I remember right. And this house was beautiful and it was handcrafted. And he was just really, really open and friendly. And we just let each other know everything about each other, just getting to know each other. And in the sharing of our stories, we saw similarities in terms of, even though we're from different cultures, like we were experiencing a lot of things very similar. And we became very close. And the next day we woke up, we went for breakfast and we were just arranging what we was going to do. So we only ended up staying 2 days together. I stayed a week in Chiang Mai and then he went off after the second day to a jungle retreat. And he enjoyed it very much. He went away for 2 days. And I stayed in Chiang Mai. I was networking, talking to family and enjoying it. Being woken up absolutely every day by a cockerel in the morning, every single morning, and seeing a beautiful sunrise from the rooftop, and just hardly sleeping, but just planning for the future and enjoying the moment of being at peace and finding peace and being in harmony and finding those moments or those pockets of bliss to smile for no reason like a 5-year-old may do. And if you ever see a child and you see them smile for no reason, they're just in that moment of bliss. And in finding that moment, it is just wonderful. And knowing that, you know what, everything is working out. Regardless of what has happened, regardless of what this journey has been, everything is working out. So in staying in Chiang Mai, for the nights I would go out and I would go to the night market. It's really nice. I remember the night market had, it was really colourful, and there was just so much going on and so many lights everywhere and so many stalls. And I remember seeing a few Western places like McDonald's and whatever else. Wasn't really interested in those, but it was just, oh cool, something I can relate to. But so much that I'm not aware of and so much to learn. And walking down the night market, going into the under part to the main part of the indoor night market, which was amazing. The indoor night market had so much going on, and I remember just always buying fresh fruit smoothies. That taste is so exhilarating when you just take a sip of it. It's just one of those moments where you just have to let it in and appreciate it and be it and in it, and you sharing that moment, the taste of it is just, you can't describe. The only word I could think of is fantabulous, and that's not a word, that's fantastic and fabulous put together, just to explain that it's something that's indescribable. And in going through the market and seeing the night performances of live bands and karaoke, and I remember going through a part where there was umbrellas hanging above, and the umbrellas are different colours and different lights underneath the umbrellas to provide a beautiful effect, and there was street art painted on the floor. And I remember just taking it all in and tasting the foods and thinking of things to get for my mum, because I was away and it was her birthday. And I remember in Bangkok, I got her a very nice gold bangle with green gems in it, because the jade green is her favourite colour. And just taking it all in, and all the smells and all the experiences, until I got to the last day. And the last day became my most adventurous day in Chiang Mai. I decided to stay up all night because I couldn't sleep and I had so much going on. Just like before I did this podcast, I stayed up all night because yesterday was my birthday, and it was just so much emotion and intensity of feelings of being in this space and knowing that after this moment, it's the end of something to allow something more beautiful in. So for me now, after my birthday, it's a new year, and being in Chiang Mai, not knowing that that was my last day, it was in fact my last day. And after staying up all night, I went to a place to go and get a bike, but this guy wasn't in, so I just decided to go and find something to eat. And I remember what I ate, it was really spicy, and it was like 7, 8 in the morning. And I was just like, wow, this is really fresh. And I've never really had a full meal first thing in the morning. And it was just different. And then after that moment, I carried on. I went and I found another place. And I asked them about the place which I was mentioning in an episode of Destiny and Karma, the place that I was told to go to. And this place was called Pai. So I booked a ticket and I said, I haven't really seen much of Chiang Mai other than through walking around and whatever else. I decided to get a bike for the 2 hours before my bus came to take me to Pai, because that's the only way in, no other transportation system. And I got on the bike, I went all the way around, I went throughout the whole city. And then I came back, I went all the way up into the mountains, and it was just crazy. When I went up into the mountains, I ended up at a temple, and this temple, I went in, and once again, where everyone goes, I decide to go the opposite way. Something tells me to go that way. So I was walking around with everyone, seeing everything, looking at where they knock the bells, and inside where they meditate, and decided to go down another path, and everyone was going up to another one to go and see the views. I went down instead because I saw a monk, and I walked down, I greeted him, I said Sawadee Kap, which is hello in Thai, and you say cap for men and car for women, so Saudi car for women. And I asked him, can I come down here? And he wasn't speaking, so he nodded to say yes. And I was like, cool. So I carried on walking. I went further down. I saw more. I saw where they were staying. I saw the meditation center. I was like, interesting. I want to see what's in there. And then I carried on walking further down. And I got really down into the midst of where the monks were staying. And then all of a sudden, a dog came out. And he knew that I wasn't one of the monks through my scent. And he ran out at me barking and chased me. It was crazy. He bit through my jeans, ripped the back of my jeans. And I was literally, after just eating, I was feeling so woozy. And I had to go up a set of stairs. I sat down on the bench. And before I got to that point, I was shouting at the dog. And I was like, leave me alone. And one of the monks heard and called him back. And he went back. So after sitting down and catching my breath, just like now, in remembering that, I carried on walking around, seeing the views. I left, I got on my bike, I went further up into the mountains, and I went to the palace, which is the second palace. This was the Queen's Palace, and this was a very, very beautiful place. And in walking around there for a little bit, I decided to go all the way back down the mountain because my coach would have been back. So I went all the way down. And then when I got down the mountain, got back into the city, I got pulled over by police. And I was like, okay. And the police were stopping anyone that was foreign. And when they stopped us, they were stopping to check us if we had international license. And we're like, we're all on holiday, so we're not going to have an international license. We just came here. We had a license. The license vendor gave us the vehicle and we don't know any better. And the police officer was trying to hold me up and trying to get me to pay a fine. And I kept saying, no, I'm not paying anything because I have to go and take my bike back. And if I don't take it back in time, then I'm going to pay more. But you can follow me, then I'll pay the fine. And he was arguing back and forth. And I saw that they were taking money off every one of the rest of the foreigners, or phalangs as they call us, or people from Europe. And me and one of the officers were going back and forth. And after 5 minutes, he got tired and went and got his supervisor. I spoke to him and his supervisor said, just let him go. And then I went off and I was like, thank you. I dropped my bike back, ran back to my hotel to where I would be picked up, and got my bags and came down and got in my bus. And then I went to Pai, and that is another story for another time. Thank you for listening. Peace, love, and happiness. Agent Soul Man.